我哋今日经文系嚟自马太福音二章十三至23节。我哋先会用启应嘅方式，用广东话先读，之后再用英文读。
This morning our scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. Let us read it responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
第十三节，他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说：起来，带着小孩同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩，要除灭他。住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主席先知所说的话，说：我从埃及召出我的儿子来。这就应了先知耶利米的话，说：希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现，说：约瑟就起来，把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去。我哋一起读二十三节。到了一座城，名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说，他将称为拿撒勒的人话了。
Matthew 2:13. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother, the angel said. Stay there until I tell you to return.Because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. And they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. I called my son out of Egypt.Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt.So Joseph got up and returned to the land of Israel with Jesus and his mother. Let's read verse 23 together.
So the family went and lived in the town called Nazareth. This fulfilled what the prophets had said.He will be called a Nazarene.
今日程牧师讲嘅信息系一个不太可能的拯救者。
Today's message is titled "An Unlikely Deliverer" by Reverend Wilson Chang.
I'd like to start our time together with asking you a question.
我想开始之前，我哋想问你一个问题。
Why doesn't Jesus arrive in this world in comfort?
点解耶稣基督佢降生嚟呢个世界上嘅时候，唔系话好安安然然、舒舒服咁嚟到咧？
Anyone? Any answers?
大家有冇咩意见或者点去答呢个问题咧？
I think you know, as a fellow human being, you know the answer.
如果你系即系一个人嘅，你都会知道呢个答案。
We just sang it in stanza four of that last carol, Christmas carol.
刚才我哋所唱嘅诗歌，其实都系答咗呢个问题。
The world you and I live in is in misery.
同埋呢个世界，你同我住呢个世界系充满住呢个痛苦、呢个挣扎。
The world we live in suffers from violence and injustices.
因为呢个世界系充满住呢个嘅罪恶，充满住呢个挣扎、痛苦。
And therefore, a deliverer must enter into the misery.
所以就话呢个拯救者佢嚟嘅时候，都系介于喺呢个时间系充满着呢个罪恶痛苦嘅时间。
And you know, I probably don't need to remind you of some of that misery this past week, right?
咁我都唔需要话去提醒你，就话过去几个星期都有听到一啲嘅恐怖嘅消息。
People just want to get to work. But then there's this gentleman with a pipe bomb strapped to his body that explodes.
你都睇下新闻都睇到就话，有个人即系算你话想去翻工嘅时候，就话知道有个消息就话有个人去恐怖分子佢孭住一个嘅炸弹自己去炸爆炸。
If Jesus is to be Emmanuel, meaning God with us, he must enter into the pain.
所以话，如果耶稣基督系一个以马内利，系与神同在，佢嚟嘅时候系要介入住我哋嘅痛苦嘅当中。
And that's what this chapter in Matthew 2 is about.
呢个就系话我今日所讲嘅马太福音第二章所讲嘅说话。
You know, things aren't much different today than back then, right?
今天嘅时间同佢刚才我哋所睇嘅圣经入边嘅时间有唔同。
Because similar to the dictators today, Herod the Great, the dictator back then, thought nothing of killing members of his own family.
而入边所讲入边嘅一个希律王，佢系一个都系一个暴君，佢会去毫无保留嘅会去杀其他嘅人。
History tells us Herod killed his beloved wife.
圣经入边都讲就话，就算佢呢个希律王，佢甚至去杀佢自己嘅妻子。
When he suspected anyone of scheming against him, you know what he did? He eliminated them.
佢知道话，如果有人想去谋前篡位，想杀影响到佢嘅地位嘅时候，佢会将嗰人去杀咗佢。
History tells us Herod even gave orders when he was dying to slay leading citizens of Jericho to make sure people wept at his funeral.
而甚至话，虽然喺希律去就系临死之前嘅时候，佢就算去要俾个命令，就话要去杀当时耶利哥入边嘅人，咁要地方嗰度先去哭泣，要去喺佢自己嘅丧礼时候，都要大家一齐哭泣。
And so as Matthew narrates to us the story of the Christ child, Herod would not blink an eyelid to slay young male children under two, all of them who got in the way of his ruling.
所以刚才睇下就话，就算希律王呢个当时就系话佢眼都唔使眨，就系话佢因为佢觉得呢个细路仔会有个细路仔会影响到佢嘅地位，佢就要将所有嘅细路仔两岁以下嘅将佢杀咗。
You see, it's no different today, right?
同今日嘅时间其实都冇乜分别。Where
there's power, there's paranoia. You want to retain what you have.
人系争夺，系想去有权，有权嘅时候就系想去保留，佢就会去紧张。
And so, you know, just like I, as a human being, the gospel of Jesus the Messiah is born in a place, in a time of much trouble, violence, tension. They were common in his world.
所以就喺圣经睇到就话耶稣基督佢嚟嘅介入嘅时候，就系嗰时充满着呢个嘅罪恶，充满着嘅痛苦，充满着呢个战争。
And they're common in your world and mine.
而神亦都系介入喺我哋嘅心入边，而家呢个时候，我哋都系充满着呢个痛苦。
Noel, if you don't mind, if you could hit slide 4. When Jesus comes into the world, there's always hostility. But I want you to focus on this, and I'll unpack this in a moment. When Jesus comes into your heart, the core of your being, there will be hostility in your life too.
当耶稣来到那时的时间，他当时的地方，他充满了很多的争战，很多的对抗。而耶稣神，他加入我们的心里面的时候，我们内心里面都是同一样充满了很多的战争，我们内心里面很多的挣扎。
And here's what that means. If you're a Christian, if you this morning say, I'm a faithful Christian, I want to trust and obey the living God.I want you to recognize, for a fact, there is residue anger in your heart against the Lord God.
今天的早上，如果你是一个基督徒，你会问，你同你自己讲，哎，我是一个基督徒，我好想去相信同埋去跟随神。但是就算你点去讲的时候，你内心入边其实都是充满有一啲嘅你对神有不满嘅地方。
There still is residue hostility.Toward the authority of God and the sovereignty of Jesus Christ in your life now.
我们说只是基督徒，但是内心里面是有一个处的地方，我们是有对神有不满，我们不想去相信这个神的一个主权的权能。
I'll give you some examples to consider.
我给一个例子。
Why is prayer so hard?
我给一个例子，你就说为什么祈祷是这么困难呢？
Why?
为什么呢？
Because there's residue anger in your heart against the living God.
我哋好困难嘅去祈祷，点解？因为我哋内心入边有挣扎，我哋唔想去跟随神呢个嘅权能。
Why, year after year, do you struggle with the same sins in your life, the same bad habits?
点解每一年嘅当中，我哋都系同一样嘅挣扎，同一样嘅内心入边嘅不满呢
？Because all of us, to some extent.Resist God's rule.
因为我哋喺个内心入边有一处嘅部分，我哋仍然嘅不断嘅都系唔想去跟随神嘅旨意。
I don't know if you've read John Newton's letters. He was a famous hymn writer, famous Christian of past generation. He was a famous pastor too.
John Newton 系一个好出名嘅一个牧师，亦都系好出名嘅一个作曲家。
And I have a quote from him.On slide 5, oh, it's right up there. All it takes to destroy my prayer life, wrote John Newton, is a buzzing of a fly.
他所讲的很容易的去就是去破坏了去你的祈祷的时间，就是很怎么容易发呢？就好像个乌蝇飞过的都可以破坏。
Again, remember, this is John Newton, who's had done great things for the Lord.He said, some days I sit down to try to pray half an hour, and there's a fly in the room, and prayer time's over.
咁佢就话，就算佢系用半个小时嘅时间去好落力嘅祈祷，但系只要有一只嘅乌蝇去飞过个房，我就已经祈唔到祷啦。
Why？
点解咧
？Is our prayer life so weak that a buzzing of a fly is enough to shatter it？
是不是我们祈祷的时间是不是那么软弱到的程度，乌蝇飞过我们都可以就这样停呢？
It's because there's something in your heart, in my heart, that makes it very, very hard to pray.
因为就是在内心里面是有些东西令到我们很困难的去祈祷。
There's something in your heart that makes it hard, so very arduously hard to obey the living God.
因为我们内心里面有些东西是令到我们的心很干硬，不肯去屈服去祈祷。
Do you realize that?
你有没有发现到呢？
The Bible is chock full of those warnings.
圣经里面其实充满着这些很多的警告。
Christianity is not a leisurely picnic in the park.
基督教，我作为基督徒，唔系话好似好真系好简单、好容易嘅，好似去公园去旅行咁样。
Throughout the Bible, it's a fight. That's how it describes the Christian life. You're in a battle for your soul, the core of your being.
你睇下就圣经讲就话，我作为基督徒嘅生命系充满咗一个挣扎，系充满咗我属灵中嘅心灵中嘅挣扎。
And therefore, it's safe to conclude.You're never going to be any kind of Christian unless you're willing to fight.
所以話我哋唔能夠作為一個真正嘅基督徒，除非你內心入邊係去願意嘅去掙扎去祈禱。
You and I must fight to put Jesus in the center of our life. It doesn't come naturally. You must fight.
我哋作為基督徒唔係話好自然嘅，我哋真係要主動嘅，要去落力去掙扎，去將神擺喺我哋嘅中心點。
You must fiercely fight your sinful nature.To make him Lord
of your life. 落力嘅去挣扎，去将神摆喺我哋嘅内心入边，话清主系我哋嘅神。
It's a daily struggle.
亦系每一日嘅挣扎。
To trust God's promises and truths and obey them.
系每一天嘅挣扎，系相信神嘅供给，神嘅恩典。
If you're a Christian, you must do battle against your default sinful nature.
所以我哋作為基督徒嘅，我哋每天嘅要需要去糾正。
And the Bible makes absolutely clear there are three fronts to the bombardment that you daily are against。
咁啊，聖經咪好清楚講到咧，有三樣嘢我哋每一天每日嘅其實都要去掙扎。
Actually, there's four: world,
世界
；flesh, which is sinful nature，
係我哋自己嘅肉體
；devil，
係魔鬼。
And of course, New Testament says death.
第四樣就係話死亡。
Those are your great enemies that you must fight.
呢四樣嘢就係我內心入邊，我哋生命當中做基督徒嘅要去掙扎嘅嘢。
And the odds are stacked against you because the world daily bombards you with voices telling you how to live your life.
因為我哋每天嘅掙扎點解？因為呢個世界每一天每日話俾我哋知，我哋應該自己點樣嘅生活。
If you're a skeptic.Today, because many of you are. If you're a skeptic, you're not really objective in matters concerning faith in Jesus Christ. You're not objective.
嚇，如果有人我哋係一個有懷疑嘅人，我哋其實內心入邊唔係一個可能嘅好主好客觀性嘅去睇呢個嘅信心。
You are biased towards things considering the life of faith in Christ. You are biased.
因為我們充滿著懷疑的時候，我們內心裏面，當我們看信心的時候，我們自己已經有一個很主觀的一個看法。
And all Christians know that because prior to them coming to faith, they were biased too.
因為點解？因為其實好多基督徒當佢相信神嘅時候，其實佢當時都有咁樣嘅掙扎。
And why is that?
點解會咁嘅事發生呢？
Because if there is a God, if the Bible is true, you lose control.
因为圣经讲话，圣经讲话，如果圣经入边当中话讲系有神嘅时候，神真系存在嘅时候，你会失去你去掌管你生命嘅权能。
If Jesus Christ is who He says He is, you lose control.
因为如果圣经所讲嘅嗰个耶稣基督系真系嗰一位嘅时候，你就会失去咗你能够揸住你嘅生命嘅权能。
You can't live any way you want.
你再唔可以话想去点过你嘅生活就点过生活。
Because you're not coming objectively.To Christianity,
we 就唔能够去客观性嘅去睇呢个基督教。
It's kind of like the judge,
就好似一个嘅法官。
And there's a case that comes before the judge involving a company in which you have an investment in. Maybe you invested some of your money into that company, and you what do you have to do? You have to excuse yourself from adjudicating that case, right?
所以話，譬如話，作個例子，譬如話，你係一個法官，你要審一件嘅案件，依個案件係關於一個嘅投資嘅公司，但係依間投資嘅公司係你自己本身有投資嘅，所以如果嗰個法官就要客觀性嘅去點樣去管理依個事件，就係佢唔可以去有參與依一個嘅審判。
Because the problem is you're not objective, right? Because you have your investments in that company. How can you rule then?
嚇，嗰個法官佢唔能夠好客觀性去睇依件嘅案件，所以佢自己要抽身，唔可以參與依個案件嘅批判。
Because your decision, you personally, you have a lot to lose if because you're biased.
如果佢參與嘅時候，佢會無論係贏定輸嘅時候，佢會自己有個損失，所以佢要抽身，唔可以去參與。
And so, if you're a skeptic to Christianity in particular, or a belief in God in general, you're not objective because you don't want to get near God because you don't want to give up control of your life.
如果你內心裏充滿著懷疑嘅時候，你嘅內心入邊唔能夠真係好客觀性嘅去睇依個嘅基督教，你會容易嘅就會唔能夠相信神。
So the first thing you have to do if you're a skeptic or if you know you're know of someone who is a skeptic, you have to challenge them and say, realize, be honest with yourself. You're not objective in analyzing the gospel.
所以如果一個人你見到一個人話係一個人係充滿著懷疑嘅時候，你要去挑戰嗰個人就話你係咪真係能夠好客觀性去睇基督教咧
？Because if God exists, if He is who He says He is, you're not the Lord. He is.
若然真係神有存在嘅時候，你要去明白神係真係會神係有嘅存在，有佢能夠掌管嘅。
And every human being.Does not want to lose control. You don't want to.
如果神系真有存在嘅，我哋就唔能够去掌管我哋生命。呢样嘢我自己我哋唔想要。
Do you see the problem we all have?
你睇到呢个嘅问题咧
？It's a cosmic problem. It's a cosmic authority problem we all have.
呢个系每个人都会有嘅问题。
Now some of you are not really skeptics, but you're not very committed as Christians either.
譬如話，我一個我自己係一個唔係好完全好懷疑嘅，但係都有少少相信嘅一個人。
And you know, by the way you carry on your life, or by the way you participate in some Christian ministry, you know whether or not you're not a strong Christian or not a very good Christian, I guess you could put it that
way. 我可以睇話，哦，睇我自己喺教會嘅生命當中，我有冇翻教會或做其他嘅嘢，可以睇到自己係咪一個好似或者唔係一個好似嘅基督徒。
And maybe you're saying to yourself, oh, you know, I wish I were better, but you know, it's the way it is.
我都可能話，我希望我自己能夠做好啲喺教會當中。
And maybe you're honest with yourself and you say, you know, I know I'm really not committed to Christianity as I ought to be.
咁我咧就可能會同自己講到，都可以話啊，我亦都唔係真係好完全委身嘅，成為一個真正嘅基督徒。
And some have described that as being moderate towards Jesus。
咁有啲人會同自己講話，我係一個普通性嘅一個基督徒。
And that might mean you're not angry at him or you're not scared of him, but you're not convinced to put him at the center of your life.
喂，都唔係話好一個好普通性嘅基督徒，唔係話真係好完全嘅去完全嘅委身去驚神去怕神，但係都唔係話亦都係唔係完全嘅想去將自己嘅生命完全交俾神。
You know you're not making him the reason for your living。
一個普通性嘅基督徒就話唔想將佢生命就話神係佢嘅首位。
If you're in that position, I want you to be anything but that。
我希望你唔係咁樣。
Again, don't misunderstand me. I'm saying you might be thinking, is Wilson saying I ought to be angry at Jesus or just forget about him?
咁你所講嘅唔好做一個普通性嘅基督徒，係咪即係話我應該去憎恨或者去好完全好敬畏神呢
？And in a sense, I say yes to that because you'll be closer to Jesus. You'll be closer to him.You'll be closer to bowing the knee to him in worship if you weren't moderate.
就話若然你唔係真係咁，若然你唔好係咁樣嘅一般性嘅作為基督徒，你會更加嘅去親近去認識呢個神。
You see, read the Bible about the life of Jesus. It's an incomparable life.
你真係要去睇聖經所講解耶穌基督嘅生命。
Read the Bible to understand who Jesus is. Then you'll either move toward him.Or further away from him, you can't stay in the middle.
So I 希望你而家真系睇圣经，睇耶稣基督佢嘅生命，你就系睇到就话，究竟你系咪真系一个普通性嘅基督徒？你系只系其实越行越远，但系真系会越行越近耶稣去认识佢咧
？See, if you say to me you're in the middle, you're a moderate Christian, that tells me a lot because you're not looking.You're not understanding who Jesus is. You either want to draw near him or get far, far, far away from him. It doesn't make sense to be moderate.
所以話你作為一個好似唔鹹唔淡嘅一個基督徒咁樣，一般性嘅同牧師嚟講，睇睇就係話你一係就係你係要靠近佢，一係你就係會離開佢。
It tells me. It tells Chris.It tells anyone who's following the Lord. It tells you aren't looking. You aren't looking.
所以你作為一咁樣嘅一個基督徒，其實你唔係真係一個跟隨神嘅一個神一個人。
Now Matthew quotes some Old Testament texts in this passage in Matthew 2 that I need to point out to get the context here to understand this chapter about the deliverer.
馬太福音所講的其實是抽於一個在其他的書卷裡面所講的說話。
And he quotes from three places. I'm only going to look at two of them. Quotes from Hosea 11:1.
咩一個就係喺何西阿書嘅十一章第一節。
Jeremiah 31.
喺耶利米書嘅第31章。
And Isaiah 11.
係咪以賽亞書嘅第十一章。
The Hosea 1, quote is out of Egypt I call my son.
喺馬太福音第二章裏邊所講嘅其中一節嘅係，其實喺何西阿書第十一章一節嘅所講就話，從埃及召出我嘅兒子來。
Now you have to remember the purpose that Matthew writes that, and he quotes from Hosea here. He's pointing us to what? He's pointing us to the role and vocation of the Messiah.
馬太所講嘅説話係從呢個嘅舊約嘅書去講所講嘅，其實只係想去指出就係話呢個嚟緊嘅嚟呢個尼賽亞係嚟緊係嚟緊啦。
See if you read Hosea 11 and the verse the chapters before and after, you'll see that Hosea doesn't appear to be looking forward to the Son of God.
咁其實喺何西亞書所睇嘅時候咧，佢所講嘅經文入邊咧，唔係話講到話點樣去仰望呢個神嘅兒子嘅來臨。
But Matthew's objective is he's just quoting Hosea. He's not, in the, he's not, in a sense, having the same purpose as Hosea is. Matthew is trying to point us forward.
而馬太所講，佢所抽語喺個何西亞書嘅講嘅時候咧，就係話佢所講嘅就係話佢係預表咗何西亞書所講嘅説話，依個神嘅兒子係會嚟到。
And he's saying Jesus coming.His coming completes Israel's story. He's the Son of God. He is, as it were, Israel in person.
就話佢馬太福音所要去抽斷去講嘅説話，就係話其實依個所講嘅神嘅兒子就係耶穌，依個耶穌基督。
And Matthew explained that later. If you're familiar with the Gospel of Matthew, he'll explain that later in Matthew 4 verses 1 to 11.
咁其實馬太福音佢第四章嘅繼續都係講到點樣去繼續去解釋咩叫神嘅兒子來臨。
But in a nutshell, what he's saying is the Messiah is succeeding at last, where Israel, people of God in the Old Testament, had failed.
就話所講嘅説話就係話，當時以色列嘅佢失敗嘅工作，已經依個尼賽亞嚟到嘅時候會完成。
And Jesus obeys God the Father perfectly, as Matthew tells us.
而馬太福音就講就話，依個耶穌基督佢完全嘅去跟隨神，去 obey 神。
But in contrast to that, Israel, people of God in the Old Testament, fail to obey God again and again. They let God down all continuously.
而相反嘅就係話，以色列佢不斷嘅去唔能夠去跟隨神，每一次嘅都係反叛。
And what Matthew's purpose is, he's hinting that Jesus is bringing deliverance from that. Deliverance even when things look hopeless and bleak.
而馬太福音所嘅作者佢所要所講嘅説話就係話，指出耶穌基督就係依一位嘅拯救者，依個尼賽亞。
Again, that's what the Hosea 11 quote is, and also the Jeremiah 31:15 quote. But how about the Isaiah 11:1 quote here?
所以咧，喺其他唔同嘅章節都係其實係指出依個同一個意思。
Matthew links the settling of Joseph, Mary, and Christ, the Christ child in Nazareth. That's quoting from Hosea 11:1, right?
咁其實喺聖經入邊，馬太福音就喺個以賽亞書十一章一節所講嘅，其實喺馬太福音佢其實都係指出。
Because way back then, Isaiah was saying Messiah would come.And to be a child in Nazareth.
佢所講嘅就係話喺個以賽亞書所講嘅就話，將來會喺個嘅有個一位嘅根出咗嚟，會係喺個拿撒勒嘅地方，會係有依個尼賽亞。
And in the words of Isaiah 11:1, a branch says Isaiah shall grow out of the root of Jesse.
就話依個以賽亞書第十一章第一節所講話，從耶西的本必發一條從他根。新的枝子必结果实。
Again, root of Jesse meaning royal house of David.
吓，从耶西出嚟嘅一条嘅根子就系话就系从呢个大卫王去出嚟嘅一个后裔。
In other words, a new beginning will be made from the royal or for the royal house of David.
就是说有个新的这个王，就是说从这个大卫王的后裔会出来。
Again, Matthew's purpose pointing forward to the hope. The hope passage is pointing forward to that promise.
所以就说马太福音所讲的指出的那位就说是将来来紧这个弥赛亚。
And so in Jesus, God is providing salvation and rescue that Israel longed for.
所以就话佢所讲嘅呢个嘅拯救，呢个拯救者就系当时以前嘅以色列所渴望嘅一位。
And through the incarnation of God's Son, justice has come for the world.
就话透过神耶稣基督佢嘅道成肉身，呢一个拯救嚟到呢个世界。
Now my point of giving you that background is this. Herod's threat is not anything different than what had happened in the Old Testament. Herod is threatened, right? So he wants to spoil God's redemptive plan.
其实在圣经当中很多的地方都会讲到怎样的很多不同人的破坏，而当时的希律王所做的事都是差不多。
Right, just like us. We don't want Jesus to be Lord of our life. We don't want that plan for us.
希律王所做的和我们现在所做的都是差不多，我们不想这个所谓的王是成为我们心中的王。
And so Herod's threat is really a continuation of that fight, of that storyline throughout the Bible, this battle that's going on.
而希律王所做的事其实都是跟圣经旧约或者千年当中的历史当中怎样人怎样去抗拒这个弥赛亚的降生都是没有分别。
And why it's important for you and I to understand that is we're in the midst of that battle. It's a battle for your soul.
所以话就算是现今的世代，你和我都是同一样的，在这个挣扎当中都是一样。
And there's a host of happenings throughout the ages that's recorded in the Bible, right? Against this rescue plan, against this restoration that God has for His creation.
所以话睇圣经里面当中有好多唔同嘅事件、历史都讲点样人点样去抗拒，好多当中入边嘅战争、挣扎，点样去抗拒，将神唔想去摆喺我哋内心。
Again, I'm going to mention some things in the past, but this is so apparent presently of why there's this tension that you and I have of Christ being Lord of our lives.
所以我列出一些圣经面当中的例子，看人怎样去抗拒。
Consider a couple of them. Why does the Egyptian Pharaoh try to attack the Israelites after he's just said go? You know, after all the 10 plagues and all the things that he suffered through, right? And all the firstborn sons of the Egyptians died. He said, go, 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 get away. And then he changes his mind. He chases after them to kill them.
譬如話睇個出埃及嘅嘢當中，就係話當時依個法老王佢終於都俾依個埃及喺俾個以色列人離開嘅埃及，當時有好多個災害當時佢嘅仔都死埋嚇，俾佢哋班依班嘅以色列人離開嘅埃及，但係點解俾佢哋離開埃及之後，又要追佢哋，要去宰殺佢哋咧
？Again, I can only give you a few of these examples, but there's a whole line of them that traces this theme throughout the Bible.
咁其實喺聖經面當中有好多唔同嘅例子講緊。
Here's another one. Early in the kingship of Israel, the Philistines repeatedly attacked Israel.
譬如話喺入邊聖經當中有好多嘅當中有腓利士人，佢點樣去攻打呢個以色列
？And there's this giant Goliath who tries to slay young David, the Lord's anointed, in the name of his gods.
亦都係有哥利亞點樣去對打呢個嘅大衛。
And then later on, and during Saul's reign, the Philistine invaders conquered most of Israel's best lands west of the Jordan.
而當時嘅以掃嘅時間嘅時候，有啲都係腓利士人，佢點樣去攻打當時以色列西邊嘅地方，一個肥沃嘅地方。
Again, I've only just cited three or four of them. There are tons and tons of that in the Bible. This fierce battle.We don't. In other words, we're against this restoration plan.
哈，有圣经里面当中好多嘅唔同嘅例子，讲紧神讲紧当时人当中嘅挣扎，当时嘅战争，人就系唔想去有呢个嘅神嘅嘅拯救。
And as you can see on slide 8, Herod is just continuing the spiritual warfare. He wanted to squash the deliverer.
而当时嘅希律王一边讲到喺个圣经入边嘅马太福音讲到点样去想去宰杀呢个嘅婴孩。
And that's why he plans to kill the children, kill the male children, everyone under two, so that there's no threat to his kingdom.
所以咧，佢知道咧有呢个嘅有个婴孩可能会嚟去令到佢有呢个嘅王系有威胁，所以佢就将所有呢个地方嘅两岁以下嘅小朋友都要去宰杀。
That's why Luke chapter 2:34-35a tells us in Jesus' infancy, Simeon prophesied that Jesus would bring spiritual warfare to Israel, bring pain to his mother Mary.
所以就话当时嘅圣经咪都预解咗，就话耶稣基督佢嚟嘅时候会带住呢个痛苦俾玛利亚，亦都会将人与人之间当中有呢个嘅属灵上嘅争战。
The New International Version of Luke 2:34-35a says this.This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed.
咁亦都喺圣经里面所讲，就话呢个西面就给他们祝福，又对儿子的母亲玛利亚说：这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，你要作毁谤的话柄。叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，叫自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Years later, as we push forward on that timeline, Roman and Jewish authorities agree to kill Jesus, right?
而之后嘅好多年之后，亦都系话呢个罗马嘅政府同埋呢个犹太人都系愿意嘅去杀耶稣基督。
And after the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, the church begins to spread. And what happens? The apostles are risked imprisonment, even death.
当时之后耶稣基督去复活了，很多教会就开始去扩散，而很多的门徒都是被逼迫。
Why is it that Christians around the world, around places where they're against Christianity, why are they languishing in prison today?
很多的基督徒去相信神，但他们是受逼迫，他们 被关注在这个监狱当中，但为什么他们仍然都是 去跟随神呢？
Because theyThose governments are against restoration, against renewal, against the deliverer coming.
而当时的政府为什么他们要这样做？因为他们不想有相信这个所谓的拯救。
And Satan always seeks to destroy the work of the Christ.
所以就说圣经当中很多的事件表明了很多事去发生争战是不想有这个神的介入。
And that's why a church always needs renewal.Because there's a constant battle going on.
所以教会是需要不断的去更新，去了解为什么，因为我们人入面当中，或者社会当中，这个理性当中，是不断的有这个挣扎。
And there are enough explicit references to spiritual warfare in the New Testament that ought to scare us, alert us to this truth.
而这个圣经入面当中，新约当中有很多不同的地方都有讲解，我们需要真的去更新。
And so you shouldn't really be surprised of the misery.That's within and around us. You should not be surprised.
所以我哋生命当中入边，充满着呢个痛苦，有一个挣扎，呢个系唔出奇。
And as Christmas approaches this year, 2017, there's still, as you know, darkness, evil amongst us.
所以就算喺今年嘅2017年嘅圣诞节当中，人当中入边有个黑暗，系我哋都系唔系所系去好 surprise， 好驚訝嘅。
And you don't have to be a deep thinker to know that, right? The darkness is deep, but Christmas means what? Light has come in the darkness.
就雖然當中呢個社會、呢個世界上當中係充滿著嘅黑暗，但係就話喺個聖誕節當中就代表咗呢個燈、呢個光明嚟到。
The deliverer has come.
这个光明就是这个拯救者来到的当中。
As slide 10, Hebrews 1:3, if you get slide 10, thanks. Hebrews 1:3 spells that out. The sun radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God and sustains everything by the mighty power of his command.
所以话就喺个圣经所讲，就话他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真像，常用他权能的命令。托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
But it's only a glimmer now, right? That's why you've got to have spiritual eyes to see it, because the world looks at it and says, "What are you talking about? This is misery, right? Still misery."
呢个只系其实系代表咗呢个嘅一救恩当中嘅一部分，去俾我哋睇到少少，所以我哋需要嘅去开我哋嘅属灵嘅眼睛去睇去明白。
And Christians know the answer because Jesus is an unlikely deliverer.
因为我作为基督徒的，我哋已经系明白点解，因为我明白就系耶稣基督就系嗰个拯救者。
Because God works in unexpected ways.
因为神就系会用一啲好我哋唔能够想象当中嘅方法去将呢个救恩俾到我哋。
Why does Jesus have to go to Nazareth? Do you see that in the text? Why did he have to go?
点解耶稣基督需要去呢个嘅拿撒勒嘅地方咧？圣经里面点讲咧
？Right, verse 23 says he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. Why?
吓，耶稣基督啊，唔系圣经里面所讲话，耶稣基督佢住喺呢个地方就叫做拿撒勒。
Right, to flee trouble. Right.
点解要去嗰个地方啊？因为嗰个地方咧，佢要去逃避呢个嘅问题。
But you know, Nazareth is a no place. Nazareth back then is a no place.
其实拿撒勒喺当时嘅时间系一个好寂寂无名嘅一个小镇。
The Messiah is the Savior of the world.
耶利赛亚系一个嘅拯救者。
And in John 1, Philip meets Jesus, right, and is really impressed with him.
咁约翰福音里面第一说讲就话腓利佢遇见耶稣基督，佢觉得啊，耶稣基督系一个好好嘅导师。
It's really a model of evangelism, right? He meets Jesus and he grabs his friend Nathaniel and says, "Come, I want you to meet this Jesus."
咁当时耶稣基督佢嚟到当时嘅地方就系话腓利去见到耶稣，咁耶稣咁啊腓利就叫佢嘅朋友就拿大叶一齐嚟话拿大叶，你睇下呢个耶稣基督。
But do you remember Nathaniel's reply? You know what? No one comes from Nazareth that's of any significance.
当时嘅拿大叶就去见耶稣，就嚟拿大叶佢讲乜嘢啊？佢边度嚟噶？拿撒勒呢个地方。
That's how the world thinks, right? If you're from New York, from Paris, from Beijing, from London, from Hong Kong, yeah, you're from somewhere.
吓，如果话，譬如话呢个时间就话，哦，如果你系喺香港嚟嘅，或者喺英国嚟嘅，巴黎嚟嘅，啊，咁你系一个唔错嘅人啦，应该。
But does anything earth-shattering come from Oatmeal, Texas?
但譬如话呢个人咧喺德州一个小镇叫做 Oatmeal 嘅地方。
Population 20。According to the 2010 census,
根据喺2010年嘅人口统计，屋苗喺德州呢个地方咧系得廿个人嘅啫。
That's like Nazareth.
吓，而家个所谓嘅屋苗嘅地方，其实好似当时嘅拿撒勒嘅地方。
Right, the world says, "What are you talking about, Oatmeal, Texas? Right, who cares?"
吓，呢个系个寂寂无名嘅一个小镇，边个会关心呢个地方嘅人出嚟咧
？But God does things counterintuitively.
但神就是用这样的完全我们想不到的方法去将计划去给出来。
And you see that constantly in the Bible.
而且其实在圣经里面当中有很多不同的地方神都是这样去将他的计划去彰显出来。
Right, for instance, in Jesus' time and place, the oldest son got everything, right?
什么知道就是在旧的时间当中就是说长子是得到家产所有的东
西。He got the birthright.He got the money, he got all the power, he got all the estate, everything. And everybody else got very little.
咁作为长子嘅，得到呢个嘅家嘅名分啊，佢能够得到呢个所有嘅家产、所有嘅权能、所有嘅屋，乜嘢系最全部系交晒俾个长子。
But then what does God do?
但神做乜嘢咧
？He chooses always the second, not the first son, right?
但神永远嘅好多时嘅都系去拣佢嘅第二嘅仔去做一啲嘅嘢。
He works mightily through Abel, not Cain.
神去拣选边个？神系拣选亚伯，唔系拣选佢该隐。
He works great things through Isaac, not Ishmael.
神去拣选以撒，唔系拣选以实玛利。
He chooses David, not his older brothers. Little David, the little sheep boy, he picks.
神去拣选呢个大卫，唔系拣选佢嗰几个个哥哥。
Where his older brothers are all these handsome, tall, young, strong men ready to lead an army.
神不是拣选大卫，他的哥哥是高大威猛又靓仔的。
And then, if that wasn't enough, God picks the barren woman, the women that are barren, to bring out His reality.
也都是神派拣选一些不显眼的女人，去将个神的计划去带出来。
Right, look at the line of women that He uses: Rebecca, the mother of Jacob.
神去拣选咗呢个利百加，就是Jacob 的雅各嘅妈妈
，Samson's mother，
佢拣选咗一个参孙嘅妈妈
，Hannah， the mother of Samuel，
就拣选咗一个撒母耳嘅妈妈哈拉
，Elizabeth， the mother of John the Baptist，
拣以利沙伯就系佢嘅 施洗约翰嘅妈妈。
All these women weren't supposed to have children, according to the world.
喺圣经当中就话嗰啲女士唔应该有细路仔。
And then, to top it off, he chooses not only the infertile, the unloved, the socially shamed women. He chooses Sarah, not fertile Hagar.
圣经上神都拣选一啲嘅，譬如话不育嘅人唔喜爱嘅女人，或者一啲嘅社会上唔喜爱嘅女人，譬如话神拣选咗一个嘅撒拉，系唔系拣咗夏甲
？He uses unloved Leah rather than Rachel。
吓，佢拣选咗一个利亚，唔系拣咗一个嘅拉结。
God always chooses the small things.
神系永远嘅，好多时嘅系拣选一啲嘅好少唔明显嘅嘢。
He chooses the girl nobody wants.
佢拣选一个女仔，一个女士，佢人唔系好着住去睇到嘅。
He chooses the boy everybody else forgets.
佢拣选一个小朋友，就系话人都唔会系起眼嘅。
It's all through the Bible. That's how He works.
神就系咁样去拣选，神呢啲咁嘅计划就系咁。圣经入边好多唔同嘅地方都系咁讲解。
And the reason I point that out to you is because you can't say to God, honestly say, He can't use me.
所以我好多时我所同你讲就话，你唔可以嘅同神讲就话，啊神唔会用我嘅喺我生命当中。
When you say to myself that your faith is not up to snuff, that you can't really do much, you have no biblical basis of saying that。
所以我哋唔可以咁讲就话，啊其实我个信心唔系咁强，神唔会系拣选我做一啲好大嘅工作。
Because God works counterintuitively。
但系就话刚才所俾嘅例子话俾你知，就话神就系用啲唔同嘅你想唔到嘅方法去拣选，去俾一啲嘅人去做一啲嘅嘢。
He doesn't work like the world works。
佢所做嘅方法唔系我哋世界所去拣选嘅方法去做。
Jesus comes from Nazareth because the salvation that Jesus brings is what opposite to what the people of the world think。
神就系拣选呢个拿撒勒嘅地方，要耶稣喺嗰度出世，就系话所以呢个世界所完全谂唔到嘅方法，将呢个神嘅拯救喺嗰个地方出嚟。
You know, one of the questions that we use when we try to engage traditional culture people with the gospel, we use a couple of questions.
咁我哋傳統嘅，我哋好多時會同人去分享嘅福音時候，我哋會問幾樣嘅問題，幾樣嘅問題。
And some of you are familiar with this question. If you were to die tonight and go before God and He would ask you, "Why should I let you in my heaven?" What would you say?
嚇，不如有啲人都可能知道嘅，就話若然我哋去問就話，若然今晚你係死咗嚇，咁你會見到神，咁神就問你。點解我會俾你進入我嘅天堂咧？你會點答
？And 98% of people would say this: I try my best. I try to live the good life. I try my very best.
就話98%嘅人都會講就話，因為我已經做好我嘅本分，我做好我自己，所以我咪可以入嚟呢個天堂。
And so why?Does 98% of people respond in that way?
點解98%嘅人都會咁去答咧
？Because that's how the world works. That's their perception of what salvation is.
咁因為就係話呢個世界嘅角度就係咁去睇啦，就係話你做好就要得到咁樣。
Because again, it's not about being dependent or being weak. You know, spiritually, that's so foreign to them.
对他们来说就说软弱当中信心软弱但是会得到神的拯救对他们来说这个世界当中是很难去了解的。
And you know that, because every day you hear what the world tells you.
这个世界每天每日的我们会听到世界怎样跟我们讲的说话。
Right, the strong survive, right?
就说这个强者生存。
And in contrast to that, Jesus goes where? To a cross, right?
但系我所听到说话就系话啊，耶稣基督去呢个十架。
And he says, "I've come in weakness, and I only save those who are spiritually weak."
吓，我系嚟拯救一啲喺呢个属灵当心灵属灵当中系软弱嘅人。
Constantly tells us that in the Bible.
呢圣经不断嘅同我哋咁讲说话。
He works in unexpected ways.
神就系靠用呢啲完全我哋所唔到谂到嘅方法去介入。
You know, you find a story in the Bible in many places in the Old Testament that kind of summarize what Israel and their struggle went through.
其實聖經裡面很多地方都有講解了，就是說當時以色列人怎樣的去掙扎。
And one of those areas is 2 Chronicles.
就是有一個其中的地方，就是說在一個歷代以下的地方。
And you find the story of God saying over and over and over again to Israel.
就是說聖經神怎樣跟當時的人去講，不斷的不斷跟以色列人去講。
He says, here's my law, obey me, and then I'll bless you.
所以跟他們說什麼呢？就是說以色列人，這就是我給你的律法，你去遵守，我會祝福你。
And then Israel doesn't do that.
但以色列人他沒有去遵守。
Pattern is all over the place. He gets them out of trouble in Egypt. Obey me, I will bless you. They don't.
神就說將這個以色列人將這個埃及那裡去拿出來，去救了他們，告訴他們跟隨我的律法，遵守，你們就會 得祝福，但他們沒有這樣做。
Eventually, Israel is in exile in Babylon. God brings them home and says, Obey me, I will bless you. They don't.
而跟著之後，以色列人就被去帶了去一個巴比倫的地方，而之後呢，神都讓他們都能夠回到家去以色列，就跟他們說，這些是我的律法，你去遵守，我會祝福你，但他們沒有這樣做。
There's a thread of that throughout the Old Testament, the story of Israel.
這就是說，在這個聖經的教育當中，你看到就是說，以色列人的怎樣的每一次的都是一樣。
Israel's a microcosm of the human race.
而其實以色列人就是說，代表了我們這個人類的人的縮影。
If you scroll out enough to see the whole Bible, you see Adam and Eve, they do the same thing.
你看到當時就算最初的一個亞當和亞娃都是一樣。
They're representatives of the human race, right?
他是代表了人的代表。
God puts them in the garden. He says, obey me. I will bless you. They don't.
他就將這個亞當亞娃放在伊甸園，這些就是我所告訴你的說話，你去遵守，我會祝福你，但他們沒有遵守。
That's the reason for the darkness in the world.
所以就說我們為什麼，我們就說這個世界上充滿著這個黑暗，我們就需要神。
That's the reason why we're dealing with all the problems we have presently.
所以點解我哋就話喺個世界當中係充滿著黑暗，充滿著依個問題。
God has been telling the human race since the beginning, "Obey me, love me with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. I will bless you. I will give you peace and shalom." And we don't.
而神一由頭到尾都係同人一樣咁講法，就係話你去跟隨我，去遵守我嘅命令，去用你去盡心盡意盡力去愛主我的神，去愛你的鄰舍，你去這樣去做，我會給到你平安，給到你這個祝福。
That's the storyline of the Bible.
這就是聖經由頭到尾都是講這件事。
And then there's a solution, right? There's a hope.
但是我們人就是沒有這樣做，但是神就給了一個答案，一個拯救我們。
And that's what we've been reminded of every Christmas, right?
也就是每一年的聖誕節，就是我們就是被他提醒。
What if God's true real son came to earth?
如果就是說神這個兒子真的來到這個世界。
Yes, he gets into immediate trouble because of the tension, right?
他來到這個世界當中是充滿著這個罪惡，充滿著痛苦。
And the tension is so real that this little baby andHis parents have to move from here to there to avoid the trouble.
而當時嘅當中嘅問題就係話，人要去宰殺呢個嘅耶穌基督，佢哋嘅父母要需要去唔同嘅地方去逃避。
But of course, the hope is that Jesus does come to deliver, right?
第一個盼望就係話，耶穌基督佢真係道成肉身嚟到呢個世上。
To deliver us from the midst.Of misery.
就話喺個罪惡依個痛苦當中，佢嚟到去施行依個拯救。
And he enters into the trouble to dwell in the midst of it, in the midst of violence, in the midst of injustices.
就係話喺個當中入邊有依個嘅罪惡，有依個嘅痛苦，但係佢都仍然嘅願意嘅嚟到當中。
But there's one big difference.
但有個唔同嘅就係
unlike anyone else.
就係唔係我哋所諗到嘅。
The difference is he obeys. Everybody else doesn't. He obeys God perfectly.
耶稣基督去道成肉身来这个世界上跟我们所想的跟我们所做的不同，就是说他是完全去遵守神的律法。
He loves God with all his heart, soul, strength and mind.
他是唯一唯真是能够真是尽心尽意尽力的去爱神。
Jesus loves his neighbor as himself.
他是唯一唯的真是去爱他的邻舍。
Read about that in the New Testament.
你去睇呢个新约呢个圣经，你睇到佢嘅生命。
It's an incomparable life.
佢活出一个我哋谂唔出嘅一个生命当中。
Jesus lives a life of justice, love, and wisdom. It's an astounding life.
佢活出一个真系充满咗呢个嘅爱同埋有智慧嘅生命。
He's the only person who does that.
佢系唯一位能够去做到嘅。
He's the only true son, the only true Israelite, the only perfect human being.
他是唯一的儿子，是唯一位的以色列人能够去这样去做，跟随神的旨意。
Every other person fails.
而每一位其他的都是失败。
And he's the one who earned the blessing of God because of his perfect obedience. But what does he get at the end of his life?
他完全去遵守神的律法，他去将他得到神这个祝福，他得到神的祝福，但是他得到，但他怎么做呢？
He doesn't get the blessing.
他没有真的得到这个
祝福。There's no pomp and circumstance, no golden crown.
他没有真的这么做，他得到这个冠冕。
What does he get?
他得到什么呢？
A crown of thorns.
他的冠冕是充满了荆棘。
Does he get a royal robe?
他没有得到这个黄袍呢？
He gets a royal robe because they mock him and shame him.
他们给他一个毛巾去给他嬲住，人就可以嘲笑他。
And he experienced the violence, right? He's pummeled, he's spit upon.
他被人去鞭打，被人去唾口水。
Why? Why does the Bible tell us that?
为什么圣经和我们讲这些说话？
Because he's getting the curse that you and I deserve.
因为他去代表了我们，去我们应该受的惩罚，他去接受了。
Because of our failure to obey.
因为我们的不遵循我们应该受的惩罚，他去背上。
He gets what we deserve. He gets the curse.
耶稣基督去背上我们应该受的一个咒诅。
And if you believe and trust in what he has done, you get the blessing because he gets the obedience, because he obeyed.
因为他的遵守，而我们仍然能够相信他的时候，我们就得到一个祝福。
You see, you're mistaken if you think the Bible is basically about you.
所以说，若然圣经是说所讲的是只是讲你的生命的时候，这个不是圣经所讲。
The Bible is not basically about what you must do to be saved.
圣经不是说你应该要做些什么，你就得到，你就能够得到拯救。
Right, if you say that, you're like the 98% of the people who say, I try my hardest to live the good life.
如果你相信圣经是讲的话，你要做些什么就能够得救的，你就是那 98% 的人呢，就是这样。
But that's not what the Bible is about.
圣经不是所讲这样的话。
The Bible is basically about him.
圣经是所讲的，就是讲耶稣基督他的生命。
It's about him coming and his perfect, being a perfect son, a perfect human being, a perfect Israelite.
就是圣经就是讲这个耶稣基督他的降生，去道成肉身，活着这个完全的神，完全的人的生命。
That's what the Bible is about.
这就是圣经所讲的话。
It's about Jesus fulfilling the law fully so that you can be saved.
圣经就说耶稣基督怎么来这个世界上道成肉身，他完全的去遵守神的诫命，要得到这个祝福，而将这个祝福给到我们。
Every page is about grace. It's about God's grace.
每一页的纸在圣经当中是讲了神给我们的恩典。
Yes, the Bible talks about the Ten Commandments, and yes, you ought to be obedient to that because it's for your good, right?
圣经里面是有讲入面有律法，有讲有十诫，是我们应该要遵守。
But that's not the main message of the Bible.
但这些不是圣经所着重的要讲的说话。
And Matthew reads the entire Old Testament, and he sees Jesus.
而耶稣基督，马太福音所讲的就是说，他要着重我们要去看耶稣基督他的生命。
And he writes about Jesus, the true prophet, the true priest, the true deliverer, the true temple.True sacrifice.
就话耶稣基督佢系一个真正嘅一个王，佢系一个真正嘅天先知，一个真正嘅拯救者，一个真正嘅一个嘅祝福。
And he does that because the Bible's about him.
点解咁讲？因为就话圣经就其实系代表咗系讲咗佢耶稣基督佢嘅生命。
And you need him.
我哋需要耶稣基督。
You need his saving grace.
我哋需要佢嘅一个恩典。
And that's the only truth that's going to take away the hostility of your heart.
唯有就係相信呢樣嘢，先能夠將我哋內心入邊嘅掙扎嘅問題去解決。
Right, that hostility I talked about in the beginning.
就我最初我講嘅我內心入邊嘅掙扎。
When I said, even if you're a committed Christian, you're really angry at God.
就算話我哋一個好虔誠嘅基督徒，我內心入邊有一小撮都唔想去跟隨神。
How are you going to remove that hostility?
我點樣先能夠去將呢啲嘅地方去攞走咧？
The only thing that will is to be showered with God's grace.
就話唯一嘅方法就係我哋要去緊記神俾我哋嘅恩典。
To know personally His love for you.
就話我哋親自嘅去明白佢喺我哋生命當中俾到我哋嘅愛。
And He's proven His love by bringing, by coming. And giving us His deliverer.
他已經證明了他給我們的愛，就是透過去差去獨生子耶穌基督為我們的罪而死。
So this Christmas, admit you do have hostility against God in your life.
所以在這個聖誕節，我們需要做的事就是我們需要去承認我內心裡面當中是有掙扎。
But do not be dismayed. Get in the way of His grace.
但是不要就這樣去理會，我們需要得到神依個嘅恩典。
And then you'll see slowly that hostility being lifted out of your heart.
如果你咁樣做嘅時候，你會睇到就係話喺內心入邊嘅掙扎，你會慢慢嘅去減脱。
And you'll see yourself wanting to follow Him.
而跟住慢慢嘅，你就會想去跟隨神。
That's the only thing that will help you.
依個就係唯一嘅方法，能夠去解決。
Let's pray.
我祈禱。
Thank you, Father, for your word and for your grace.
亲爱的主，我去感谢你的话语，你的恩典。
Father, I know there's a lot here in this passage, and really not enough time to really unpack it and make it clearer.
我哋因为时间问题，我哋好多时唔能够去完全嘅去将你所要讲嘅说话去完全讲解。
But I pray, Lord, that you move, despite of my rambling, that you'd move mightily.With your word and spirit.
但主，我哋希望用你嘅话语去感动我哋。
That you, O Lord, would touch our hostile hearts.
又唯有你先能够去解脱我哋当中内心嘅挣扎。
And melt them with your love and grace.
用你嘅恩典去融化我哋嘅刚硬嘅心。
So that we, O Lord, would relinquish control of our lives.
好叫我哋能够将我哋嘅生命去完全委身俾你。
And put you in your rightful place.
将你摆喺我哋最高嘅位置。
As King, as Deliverer of us, your creatures.
是成为要明白就是你是我们的主，我们的王。
Help us, Father, to realize we're incompetent to be the King.
让我们去明白就是我们不是一个的，我们只，我们不是我们自己的主。
But because Jesus obeyed you perfectly, because He is the true King, we can submit to Him.
我明白就是耶稣基督是一个完全的神，完全的人，他完全去遵守你的诫命，我们相信他，我们得到你的祝福。
I pray as we celebrate Christmas together, as we turn over another page for another year,
我们去庆祝这个来的圣诞节，我们去庆祝我们来的将来的一年。
I pray that we would see your great work in lifting that burden off our hearts.
我们希望在新的年的当中，我们有一个新的更新，我们将内心里面的挣扎去拿开，将你放在我们的内心处。
May we see you, the King, the Lord of our lives.
让我们内心里面见到你，主，我们的神。
We ask that in the name of Jesus, for His glory. Amen.
我这样祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。